from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey there, how we all doing on this Tuesday in New York City? Evan and Tiki. Tiki is on another continent. He is in Europe. He'll be back next week. So we're here for the next 4.5 hours. A lot to get to. Sean will tell us every giant and jet cut that matters, because today is cut down day. By 4 o'clock Eastern time, football teams need to have their roster set at 53 for now. Then they're going to change it over the next couple of days. So we'll get to that as the show rolls on. Why the Met math is making me very, very scared over the next couple of weeks. But I think we have hit a high water mark in terms of Yankee fan confidence right now. They won again yesterday against the Nationals. They are now 2 games up on the Orioles in the American League East and 2 games up on the best record in the American League. And that matters. The Yankees have not gone into a postseason with the best record in their league since 2012. It has been a long time since record-wise the Yankees have gone into a postseason as the team to beat. And I think right now, if you polled Yankee fans, they are probably at their most confident that they've been at any point this season. And it does make me wonder, because for many, many years, it's been, they better win the World Series. If they don't win the World Series, it's a disaster. You bring up 2003, you bring up 2001, Yankee fans do not have positive memories. They think about how it ended. But for a franchise that has not seen a World Series since 2009, has that bar changed? So you tell me, Sean, if this team gets to a World Series and then loses, is that enough? Or will you be doing what you've done every year for the last 5 years? And by you, I mean you and Yankee fans.
Yeah.
Calling for the manager's head, calling for the GM's head, saying everybody's broken and this sucks. Is that enough?
I have right of refusal to change this opinion if and when the time comes.
Of course.
I think it's a complete success if they make the World Series and lose. It's a complete successful season. For no other reason, Evan, you know why we're sky high with confidence right now?
Go ahead.
Sure, it's Aaron Judge raking with every at-bat and making unbelievable plays in center. Sure, it's Juan Soto. Sure, it's the pitching and Gerrit Cole coming together. But my confidence is because the American League stinks.
Mm.
And any other year with a behemoth in the American League besides the Yankees, I would be really nervous and already pre-aggravated about the whole march to a potential World Series, but my confidence in the Yankees has strictly to do with the American League, and any flaw I point out at the Yankees, and they have plenty, I could point out a bigger flaw on all these other teams. So for me, I'm okay and satisfied. I know this team has flaws if they go to the World Series and lose. Now, another reason I'd be satisfied with that, I don't view this as a one-year window, and this isn't even a Soto conversation. I'm talking about the Judge, Cole, what they've built up here. The idea that they finally would exercise some demons and get to a Fall Classic, to me, would give me hope that the beginning is now yet to come.
Yeah, so here's why I'll tell you you're dead wrong. And it has nothing to do with trying to make the Yankees what they were 20 years ago. It has to do with how difficult it is to get there.
It is.
And I say this as a Met fan, as a guy that's rooted for losers, teams that need to get lucky to go on a postseason run. Because the Mets aren't in the postseason a lot. And in 2015, they were not in the postseason as the team to beat. In fact, if you remember back to that postseason, there were a handful of teams that were supposed to be better. The LA Dodgers were supposed to be better. The Chicago Cubs were supposed to be better. Okay. The St. Louis Cardinals, before they got eliminated, was supposed to be better. So the Mets get hot at the right time. They go on a run. They're in the World Series against the Kansas City Royals. And I remember that attitude was among some Met fans. Like, hey, you know, I'm just happy to be here. This is amazing. What a great run. We got a good young roster. This isn't a one-year thing. We'll be back. I didn't tell them the Mets won't be back because I knew Matt Harvey was going to get hurt or I knew Noah Syndergaard would flame out. I said it because it's really, really hard to get to a World Series. I think the Yankees are proof of that more than any other franchise. They're in the playoffs almost every single year, and yet they haven't been there since 2009. So I know it's a new taste because you haven't had it in a long time, but if you get there and it doesn't matter who the opponent is, you have to finish the job because it's so tough to get there.
I'll, of course, be disappointed if they don't win a World Series, but we're talking about whether it's a failure or not. It's been a failure that this team hasn't gone to a World Series since 2009. They need to at least get there and play there. Now, this is another thing where I bring up the right of refusal. You bring up, oh, it doesn't matter who they play. I think it does. If they play the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'll even say the Philadelphia Phillies, who have been in the World Series more recently, they lose a hard-fought, you know, they don't get spanked. Mm-hmm. They go lose a 6-7-game series where they have their moments. I will be disheartened. I will be upset. But ultimately, I'll just look back and go, they lost to a better team. If the Yankees meet the Padres, who they just traded with for Juan Soto, mm-hmm. if they meet the Diamondbacks, who I know they were there a year ago, and one of those teams goes on a little magic carpet ride, and this Yankee team with Soto and Judge loses to one of those teams, then yes, it is a failure. I think opponent matters, and I still think the two ultimate, and I know that recent play maybe not dictate it, the two ultimate best teams in baseball still reside in the National League, so if they lose to one of those two teams, I have to just tip my cap and go, it's not a failure.
Let me get this right now. All right, so, because I think we'd all agree, I think it's easy to say, especially with the state of the American League right now, they have to get to a World Series.
Yeah.
We've seen this team get to ALCSs. They lost the 7th game in 17. They lost the 6th game in 19. They got annihilated in 2022. They have to get to a World Series.
You might have three teams out of the six, out of the Central, who the Yankees basically crush anytime they see a playoff.
No, I get it. And everybody's flawed. I mean, even the big daddy Houston Astros have flaws.
Yeah. I mean, nobody considers them the big daddy anymore. They
flaws. They are the big daddy. You're the big daddy because you haven't beat them. They're the big daddy because you need to exercise those demons against them.
The Gary Sanchez Yankees haven't beat them. These Yankees wiped the floor with them in two series.
You're really citing the regular season?
Yeah. Isn't that what
you
we're playing
played
for?
Them in the ALCS 2 years ago after
different
Aaron Judge's
teams.
Historic year.
Different teams. I've been telling you since March, Evan, and I don't want to hear about it. These are Joe Espada's Astros now. I don't care that Jose Altuve's over there. The Astros don't fear.
That was Dusty Baker's Astros. It wasn't even AJ Hinch's Astros.
It doesn't matter. The point is, I don't care. You can disagree with me all you want. The Yankees already flexed their muscle and proved these Astros are nothing to them. You step on them like
that. But that's just not true. Like, look, can they beat them in a series? Of course they. You can't dismiss the Astros as they're just any other team.
They are.
Based on regular season when the Astros weren't even playing their best baseball.
It's just so much of a different Astro team now.
They were so much of a different Astro team in 2022 or even last year. Last year, they were in the ALCS. The American League Championship Series has actually been renamed. It's called the Astros Invitational. You have to at least put some respect on their name. You don't have to be like Keith, who I heard earlier. Keith, and I respect it, basically says, I don't want to play the Astros. I'm afraid of the Astros.
Yeah,
and
not.
I respect that. And you don't have to be that. You don't have to be afraid of the Astros. But you do need to respect them.
Hold on.
And not dismiss them because you swept them in March. You literally swept them in March.
And then you took 3 of 4 at Yankee Stadium in May.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Point is,
that was an eternity ago.
I respect the organization. Well, kind of not. I mean, they're still a cheating organization.
That was a long time ago.
I haven't really seen a clean World Series. I respect Jose Altuve.
They haven't seen a clean World Series.
Yeah.
They won the World Series in 2022. Does that not count?
I'm never going to be convinced anything they want is
good. Oh, stop it.
I don't know what they got going on over there. Theatrics and antics.
Dusty would never allow cheating.
Okay. I look at this Astro team. It's not that I don't respect them. It's I don't fear them. If the Yankees draw the Astros in a postseason this year, I'll be utterly disappointed if they're what they did in the regular season, if they don't beat them in the postseason. There will be zero nails bitten in the Bronx when facing the Houston Astros.
No, there should be nails bitten.
It's about who you might lose to in the World Series.
It doesn't mean you can't beat them. Of course, the Yankees can beat the Houston Astros, but as long as that 5'7" Venezuelan god mm-hmm. is still playing baseball for the Houston Astros, and I think you know who I'm referring to?
Jose Altuve.
Yeah. As long as he's there, you need to at least look at them as not just any other American League team. They are the daddy. Lugi said, they're your final boss, borrowing from The Rock. And he's right. It's one thing we actually do agree on.
You are an IBO.
They are that final boss.
You are an IBO, so maybe this is more directed at Lugauer. But what is with all the non-Yankee fans trying to tell us who we should fear and who's our daddy?
Some Yankee fans do. I just said Keith McPherson has been honest about it.
If you fear
them, said, I don't want to play him.
If you fear them, you fear them by default because you're looking at the other playoff teams in the AL. I'm just telling you, I don't. And it would be absolutely a failure of a season if this Yankee team lost to this Astros team.
Okay, couple of things. Yes, I think we could all agree that, and this has been the case for a while now, they have to get to the World Series.
Yeah.
Losing at any point against any of these teams in the American League would be a failure. First of all, the Baltimore Orioles are trying to prove they can do this in October. They've also been very mediocre for a while now. They're ravaged by injuries in their rotation.
And Craig Kimbrell's their close.
Yes. Well, he isn't anymore, but he's still there.
Okay.
He's still counted on
to get most of their, you know, majority of the big outs.
The American League Central, completely agree. And losing to the Astros for what I count as the fourth time in a postseason series would be absolutely devastating. So we all agree they have to get through the American League. The only thing we disagree on is that the Astros are not as easy as you're trying to describe it. They are the big daddy you've got to get past.
Nothing's easy. They're just not a big daddy. They're just going to be a formidable opponent that the Yankees are better than, that the Yankees absolutely should win four games before they win four games.
Well, they should, because if they don't, it's an unmitigated disaster.
But the question is it a failure of a season if they don't win the World Series? It's not if you go lose to one of the National League behemoths and you got there. It's not a failure.
So if
they
lose a seven-game series to the Atlanta Braves, who will make the postseason as much as people want to argue with me about that, they always do.
Yeah.
And they've already proven they can get hot at the right time, like they did in 2021. If you lose to the Atlanta Braves, what say you?
Failure. I'm giving you Phillies and Dodgers.
That's a failure?
Can't. Well, see, you cannot take any shine away from 96 and 99.
If you lose a seven-game series to the reigning and defending National League champions, the red-hot Arizona Diamondbacks, you say failure.
Failure.
If you lose a series to Michael King and Kyle Higashioka and the San Diego Padres,
not only is a failure, that's my worst fear of this postseason.
That's your worst fear.
Could you imagine trading for Juan Soto with this team and surrendering all that, and then they beat us?
Well, sometimes it happens. I mean,
no.
The Nationals won a World Series after they lost Bryce Harper. Sometimes that happens.
But they didn't lose to the Phillies. You know,
if you lose a World Series to the very underrated but central leading Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, God.
Failure.
Failure. I mean,
okay.
Remember when I deleted my Twitter after the Rangers lost?
I do remember that.
You may not see me in this building for 2 weeks if they lost the World Series to the Brewers.
Really? The Brewers would do that, Dave.
Oh,
all right.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Now, I want to get to something that you suggested that I find sacrilegious, that I find deeply offensive, and I think many of your fans are going to find offensive, too. You said that losing to the Philadelphia Phillies would be okay?
That's not what I said.
You said losing to the Philadelphia Phillies wouldn't be a failure?
It wouldn't be. Doesn't mean it's okay. It wouldn't be a failure of a season. It would not be a failure of a season.
It would
suck for the city to watch Philly again celebrate after the Knicks righted the ship versus them.
Yes.
It would suck after Faux Cheeks basically tried to punch me and Tiki Barber's lights out, knowing that he's probably a Philly fan.
Saquon Barkley will be at Citizens Bank Park wearing a Philly jersey, cheering the entire time.
Because
you're
he'll
okay
be
with
banged
that.
Up and out of Eagle practice by then. No, look, this is two different things.
It's not two different things.
You're asking me, am I going to be emotionally okay as a fan? No. The question was, will it be a failure of a season? It is not a failure of a season if the team loses a long series to either the Phillies or Dodgers in a World Series.
Yeah, I disagree with you about that. I really do. I think that
times have changed.
You know, times have changed. And here's where times have changed, to prove my point. Times have changed that when I grew up in the late 90s and early 2000s, and a lot of people listening may have grown up or maybe they've heard about it if you're in your 20s. You've read about 1996 and 1998 and 1999 and 2000 and even 2001 and even 2003. Here's the difference. It felt easy to get to the World Series. I'm not saying it was, Sean, but it felt that way.
They made it look easy, right?
It felt like going to the World Series, well, it's normal. It's a part of our everyday life. And when you lose a World Series, like the Yankees did in 2001, I think your mindset, after being at how many in a row, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, was, we'll be back. I remember George Steinbrenner actually saying that after the game, we'll be back. And he was sort of right, because 2 years later, they were back. And I think that there is this mindset that we had that, hey, you know, it's a crapshoot. Get there, take our chances. Except that crapshoot is such a lottery that getting there is really, really hard.
And
the Yankees haven't been there. And so if you get there, I completely disagree that the opponent matters. Yes, I respect the L.A. Dodgers. Yes, we all respect the Philadelphia Phillies.
But if you lose to a team that's better than you, Evan, in a World Series and you got there.
Are they?
For the same reason, I would feel like my window's wide open. I respect that the Phillies got there 2 years ago.
Hold on. Are the Philadelphia Phillies that much better than the New York Yankees? Are they?
If you were to ask me to pick which roster I prefer, I would pick the Phillies roster.
It's close. It's not as if the Phillies are some kind of juggernaut.
Dude, I didn't tell you the Phillies. If the Phillies sweep them, yeah, it's disappointing. I'm talking about a long series versus a team that's better than you. And that's not a failure.
It is, because then when you lick your wounds and you get over it.
What are they going to come out next year and go 81 and 81 now?
I didn't say they're going to go 81 and 81, but I think the odds of them getting back there are very tough. And how do I know that? Because they haven't been there in 15 years. And that's for everybody. That's not a pick on the New York Yankees. That's my team, too.
This team's mental hurdle, dude. The whole team's mental hurdle under Aaron Boone is not being able to get through the LCS and get to a World Series. I think if they're able to do that, look at another opponent, take them on a long series. I don't think this is one of those scenarios where it's like football, where you lose the Super Bowl, you come back, you're screwed. I think all of us will be re-energized to March going, they can do this. Where right now, we're still skeptical on whether they could do it. Losing a long, hard-fought World Series is not a failure of a season the way it used to be with the Yankees. It's a breathe of a sigh of relief that this team led by Aaron Judge is capable of climbing that mountain.
So, I'll use another example to try to get through your beautiful bald head right now.
It is beautiful.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are perennially
chokers.
The best team in baseball during the regular season, every single year. Even this year, here they are. All of a sudden, you wake up, they're 78-53. The LA Dodgers actually have a better record than the Yankees. It's only by half game, but they have the best record in all of baseball. And perennially, that's what they do. How'd they do in the postseason in 2021?
I forgot.
I'll remind you, got eliminated in the National League Championship Series by the Atlanta Braves.
That's right.
Okay. How did they do in 2022? They got eliminated in the divisional
but
series.
But they won a World Series.
I get that, but it's a reminder how difficult it is to get there.
No kidding, it's
so
difficult.
Once you get there, you have to seal the deal. And the other thing I didn't even bring up, which I'm sure a lot of people want to bring up, at 888-808-1019.
Nice little.
You don't know what this roster looks like next year. We'll get into it a little bit later on. You don't know if Juan Soto's going to be on this team.
Yeah.
You don't know if Garrett Cole's going to stay healthy.
Right.
And I never want to doubt Aaron Judge, because he continues to do like stupidly, comically insane things on a baseball field. But if we're being honest and fair, we don't know what he's going to be next year.
He could get hurt. And look, I think it will become nauseating if we're about to take hours of phone calls on whether Juan Soto's going to be a Yankee or a Met. Thank you, Jeff Passan. I will just say this. If the Yankees make a World Series and lose, you need your head examined if you think Juan Soto is not going to be a part of this team next year. Head examined. They will not be outbid for Juan Soto. If they get that close to tasting it, they're not going to go, oh, yeah, please go across town. We won't top that offer. Are you crazy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I will tell you this about Juan Soto, and we'll get into it as the show rolls on. I think that we overthink this way too much. We overthink. We overthink if the Yankees go here, he won't leave or he will leave.
No, it's about the Yankees.
If the Mets go here, he won't come.
You're misunderstanding.
It has nothing to do with anything.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Juan Soto's thoughts. It has everything to do with the Yankees' thoughts. If the Yankees lost in a wild card round or something like that, maybe Steinbrenner goes, look, we don't really need this to get to our ultimate goal. If they come close to tasting a World Series, in the World Series,
what?
Hal Steinbrenner is not going to look at Juan Soto and go, we can't not give you the high. He's going to say, we need to get there.
Let me get this straight. I am trying to follow your bouncing ball logic.
Sure.
You're trying to say if the Yankees, let's say the Yankees lose the division by a game. It happens. Or they don't even lose it by a game. They finish in a tie. But the Orioles have the tiebreaker, right? And now they're forced to play a best-of-three series against the wild-card Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
Because the Royals won the division. And they lose. They flukily lose. You're trying to say that would make Hal less likely to pay Juan Soto than if they got to the World Series and lost in the seventh game?
I want to make things really clear before Anthony Gallo and Digital tries to change this, okay?
Go ahead.
I don't believe that Hal Steinbrenner is going to be outbid for Juan Soto under any circumstance.
Fine.
But... I think it becomes especially paramount the further they go in tasting a World Series championship and then come short, if you will.
We will get to Juan Soto because Jeff Passan, the premier baseball reporter, had some new reporting on the impending free agency of Juan Soto. We'll get to as the show rolls on. We'll talk to you at 888-808-1019. I think a part of this is Yankee expectations, but a part of this is baseball. It is very, very difficult to get to a World Series. And if you get there, you best damn win it. Because if you don't, you may not see it for a long time. And if you don't believe me, look in the mirror. The Yankees haven't seen it since 2009. The Mets haven't seen it since 2015. It is cutdown day in the NFL. We'll keep you posted on anything that prominent happening over the next hour and a half. I think the deadline is coming up at 4 o'clock today. We'll get to the Mets a little bit later on as well and why the math is against us. But we do need to take this phone call. It's a very, very important question that I know a lot of people have on their mind. So let's get it right out of the way to start the show. And that is coming from Jason in Mattawan. Jason, how are you?
Evan, Sean, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jason?
What's up?
All right. Evan, are you wearing deodorant today? Are you a man of your word?
Am I wearing deodorant today? Now, the reason Jason called up Sports Talk Radio and said I need to be the first person online to ask this question is that yesterday I did reveal I don't wear deodorant.
Didn't I'm a loser.
Didn't think it was necessary. And I had Sean smell my armpit to see if it smells. And I told him, if it smells, I trust you, I'll start wearing deodorant every day. If it doesn't, you apologize and say showering is enough. I lifted my arm, Sean smelled it, and he said I smelled.
I didn't want to say it smelled either. I want to make that very clear.
Well, you were honest.
I was.
I then smelled my own armpit, and I can confirm it did not smell great.
Holy shit.
So Jason asks, am I a man of my word? Did I put deodorant on today? And I think there's only one fair way to determine that. Get over here, Sean.
No.
You get over here. We're going to play a game. You're going to smell my armpit, and you will tell the audience, yes, he's wearing deodorant, or no, he is not. Are you ready?
Yeah, you're coming here, though.
I'm coming right over here.
Evan Roberts in his pastel blue
shirt. So we're going to find out, based on smell, am I wearing deodorant? Come on over, big guy.
He is. I have to admit, he smells like a Genovese aisle in 1996.
Here's the problem. I'm not.
What?
I'm not wearing deodorant.
Is that soap?
I did such a job on my armpits this morning in the shower that I wanted to give it one last try.
Wow.
And it obviously worked because you just said I smell good.
I was going to even predict the type of deodorant you were wearing. I believe it is the brand Dove, but apparently it's not deodorant.
It's Irish Spring. That's what's under my arm. And wow. I spent a good 30 seconds on each pit. I went in, I washed it, I washed it off, and I said, you know what, if I pay more attention to my armpit, then maybe I still won't need deodorant, and at least in day one, it's been confirmed that I don't.
I cannot lie to the audience. Good trick. That felt like George Costanza. They're all Twix. It smells fine.
Thank you.
It smells fine. And dare I say, nice.
You have something to add, Lukey?
Just get me back to Nashville. Let me ask you this.
Why? Good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you guys. First call I screen is that. Let me ask you this. A 40-year-old man just said on the radio, I didn't think it was necessary to wear deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
What would make you think that?
What just happened?
No, because
I take enough showers and I wash myself enough and I use Craig Carton cologne that it's not necessary. That's the dead honest truth.
Craig Carton cologne chaos, by the way. That is stuff you put on your neck, on your arms, on your shirt, maybe wherever, if you're going to have a date that night. You don't put under your armpit. That's where you put deodorant. Are you saying you put cologne under your arms?
I did not. Lukey, why don't you get over here and smell my armpit?
No.
What? Sean just said
fine.
It smells great.
It's actually fine. Not bad.
He's coming over, see?
To be fair. And also, you were just like rubbing shoulders with people on dance floors in Nashville.
Yeah, seriously.
How bad did they smell?
Yeah, they had to smell worse. And before Lukey smells this, I'm going to be honest. If it comes out that it's horrible, I'll wear deodorant starting tomorrow. Fair enough.
He's going to be lying.
But you need to be honest, Lugie. You going to be honest? Okay. Here's the microphone.
All right.
You going to be honest?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Smell my pip.
There goes the nose.
Your thoughts?
Let me go in there.
He's going back to his producer area.
I don't like it.
Tell us.
It's giving him 5 seconds to think about it.
He's thinking about it. He's thinking about the smell. That's fine.
You and I need to have a three-way.
Okay.
So, do you want it on a scale of 1 to 10, or do you want me to just come up with a word?
Just speak, bro.
It stunk. Your armpit was horrible.
No, seriously.
It wasn't when I first got to it, it was okay. The closer I got, and I took a big whiff of it, it smelled bad. Just put deodorant on, dude. I'm not trying to be a bad guy. You asked for my honest opinion. It smells.
Look, there's two things that could be true here. He still should put deodorant on. But his armpit today smells nothing like it did yesterday. And now, if I could make one other
So what is this, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king? It still smells bad, dude.
No, I didn't think it smelled bad, to be honest with you, because I didn't know.
Thank you.
I'll leave it at this before we get to, you know, baseball calls.
Yeah.
I did notice very long red hair in your armpit.
Yeah.
It's often said what makes the armpit smell the most in a man is the longer the arm hair, because the hair just lives in that stink.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start buzzing that.
Oh, I don't buzz. I don't cut my arm hair.
No, you should be.
I only cut my back hair. That's the only thing I shave on my body. Everything else, all natural. I let it go. But you know what? I'm a man of my word. If Loogie thinks it smells, starting tomorrow, I will now wear deodorant. I gave it one extra day. I gave it another try.
You're not a man of your word, because you said you were going to start today.
Yeah, but I tried something different. Now I'm going to start using deodorant. And the other problem is I couldn't get it fast enough. I didn't stop at the drugstore. I went to Amazon.
You're also not here till next Tuesday, so who's going to check you on?
I got a week.
All right, jeez.
I got a week to figure this out. All right, let's get to your calls, because this is a very serious sports talk radio show. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tom calling from Pearl River. How you doing today, Tom?
Gents, how we doing?
Good, man. What's up?
What's up, Tom?
I got to say, I'm on a walk right now, and I'm drinking a warm chocolate protein shake, and that made me spit out my drink and throw it out.
Good. So that means we did our job. Thank you.
Exactly, yep. Sean, real quick, you could not be further away from the truth about your whole thing about, oh, well, if the Yankees make the World Series, it's going to be okay. That's a successful season. It's such a loser mentality, maybe. And all this shows is how the last 15 years has completely brainwashed and weakened the Yankee mind now all of a sudden that a lot of fans think that just going to the World Series is a positive thing
as opposed
to winning it.
Tom, I agree with you that the last 15 years has changed the mentality, because I used to be one of those people, win a World Series or bust, but I don't think it's weakened our mind. I think it adds to what Evan said. You have to almost respect how different the game is. Six teams now in the playoffs, and getting to the World Series, it's hard to do to begin with.
Yeah, but I think that your point to argue the other side is my exact reasoning, and I think our last caller's last reasoning on why you got to win it. And I'll bring this to the Mets, for the Met fan out there, so you can take part in this. I know the Mets are so different. They're not in the playoffs every year. When I think back to 2015, okay, do I look at it and say, what a magical year? To a degree. But for the most part, I say, what a failed opportunity.
Who'd you lose to?
A team that went to back-to-back World Series.
I understand they went to back-to-back.
The Kansas City Royals. Don't besmirch them. They did nothing wrong.
But
they were impressive.
No.
They went to back-to-back World Series after losing the seventh game the year before.
Evan.
So you want to besmirch them?
Yes, you want to prove. I'll prove
Stop
you my point.
It.
I'll
That's
prove
ridiculous.
Point. I basically told you the same thing without saying the Royals in the first segment. If the Yankees lose to the Diamondbacks, by the way, who would have been basically the Royals now, going to back-to-back, good young players, whatever, that would be disappointing
but
to me.
But I don't think it matters.
It should
like,
matter.
That's the point. It doesn't
no, but
matter.
That is the... It doesn't matter. Which it does. That's The Rock, right?
Yeah.
All right. That was a good job.
Yeah.
Here's why it does matter. Let's be honest. Do you really think the Yankees are the best team in baseball?
I think they're right there, yeah. I think they're right
close
there.
Enough.
Yeah, I mean,
we have spent...
You want to go down to every roster spot of the Dodgers
not,
and the
it's
Phillies?
It's not every roster
Dude,
spot.
They're right there. They have basically the same record.
We're on August 27th. How many phone calls on this station have we taken on, we don't trust Clay Holmes, the closer? What is in the lineup behind
what
Soto
that prove?
And Judge?
What does that
Who
prove?
Do you trust besides Gerrit Cole in the rotation? What it proves is...
What does that prove?
How can I tell you it's a failure of a season if they make the World Series with a roster this flawed and lose to a team that most people would think are better than them, Dodgers, Phillies.
Two reasons why that argument is flawed. Number one, talking about Yankee fans maybe over-exaggerating at some point.
No, they're not.
No.
Clay Holmes, blown saves is not over-exaggerating.
Hold on. I sat here for 4 months, and it was tough at times. It was very tough at times. And as an IBO, I sat here and said, you will win your division. Basically, all year long, you're that. You got to remember the competition. You got to remember the other teams. And as angry as you are right now, you're not as bad as what you're describing. So to bring up callers or talk show hosts or Yankee fans and say, but we wanted Brian Cashman fired. How good can they be? Well, maybe you guys were wrong. Ever think about that? Maybe you guys over-exaggerated. And I get that with fans.
We
all do that. And also, we're not doing sports talk radio in Philly where we're breaking down the Phillies issues. We're not talking about the fact that Bryce Harper went it felt like a month without getting a big hit till the other night. Like, there are issues of other teams.
No
and
question.
That's not the end-all be-all to say, see, we weren't that good.
All I am saying is I believe that the Yankees are not the best team in baseball. I do believe they're the best team in the American League. And if it gets to a thrilling World Series in 6-7 games, we will all be left deflated. But you are lying to yourself if you're Evan Roberts, if you're Tommy Lugar, if you're actually a Yankee fan, if you wake up on November the 18th and go, man, I still really think what a failure of a season that was for the Yankees. You won't. You will be positively thinking, all right, we exercised that demon,
you're
there.
Here's the proof that you're wrong. And maybe, again, like I spoke to Knicks fans back in May and they were so deeply offended. Maybe I'm the issue. Maybe I'm damaged. When I woke up in the middle of November 2015, that's how I felt as a Met fan. They blew an opportunity. They blew a chance to win a world championship. And they haven't been even close since. Okay. So, for the Yankees, who, yes, they're in the playoffs every year, but let's be honest, how close have they been to a World Series?
They've made the ALCS a couple times.
They got swept! You sound like Cashman!
Year. We still made a six-game series, a seven-game series.
Okay, in the last 5 years, how close have they been?
They got swept in the ALCS, I agree. So if they take that next step to getting closer to win one, and now you have Soto here, how do I not assume they're not going to be right back in the mix next year?
Based on the last 15 years, that's how you assume. That's how you assume. Okay. You assume because I'll never forget sitting here after 2017. It was such a feel good. This is when I was naive too, by the way, Yankee fans. The Yankees came out of nowhere. They were not supposed to have a good year in 2017. Their over-under year number that year was 82.5.
I remember.
You know how I know that? Because Beningo brought it up every day. Bro, I hit that over. We're going to hit that over. I knew it. And the Yankees shocked the world. They won more than 82.5 games. They made the postseason, granted as a wild card team. They shockingly came back against Cleveland, and here they were against the Astros with a 3-2 series lead. Cheating or not, they lost the series. And people were devastated, and they were upset. But after a week, it was like, man, this team is definitely winning a championship.
Right?
Oh my God, we are so loaded. This team is so freaking good. It is a lock. We're going to win a championship. I remember Ernie Acosta saying it to me, former producer. I remember J.J. John Jastrzemski saying it to me. And I was like, yeah, you're kind of right. They're loaded. So they're good. And they haven't come close.
But this is different
now. And that's
now
a reminder that once you're close, you better seal the deal.
Look, you never want to punt away opportunities. If they lose this, I will have less doubts that Judge is going to win multiple World Series. But they are pairing Juan Soto and Aaron Judge here. I don't care what you say. For the foreseeable future, if they in year one together, they get to a World Series and lose to a team that I deem better than them, I'm going to have all the confidence in the world in the next 5 years they figure out a way to get there.
You're a loser. Matt is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you today?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
All right, three things. Number one, Lugie, you're the best, man. I think you should have your own show eventually.
He has the Lugie Hour.
Yes, he has the Keith McPherson warm-up show. This is why I'm the future.
Right. That's not nice.
Number two, Evan,
yes.
Your wife must be a saint if you don't wear deodorant. I'm a middle school and elementary school gym teacher, and these kids come in at 11, 12, 13 years old, and they are right. You are a grown man, and your wife must be a saint. I'm giving her the easy pass to heaven. When she passes away. Easy pass on that.
Oh, thank you very
much.
There's a third. Okay, right. Keep going. You're on fire.
All right, number three. Yeah. There was a Mets prospect, late 80s, early 90s. His name was Chris Bergman, lefty specialist.
Right.
I have never heard anything about him since the late 80s. Do you know anything about it?
What the heck just happened?
That is one of the most eclectic calls you'll ever hear. Let's go through this real quick. Tommy Lugauer, generational talent.
Agree.
No issues there.
Yeah.
Deserves his own show, even though he has his own show.
Yeah. Agree as well.
But fine compliment.
Number two,
I'm a pig. I'm disgusting. Okay, totally get that. I don't wear deodorant. Compares me to middle school children.
And by
Number three.
Your wife, a little easy pass to have.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. My wife, the saintly Sylvia.
Yeah.
I think Ozzy once called her that when he called in. She's going to heaven.
Right.
Because she's amazing because she's married to an animal like me. And number three, do you remember a random prospect from 30 years ago named Chris Bergman? I'll be honest with you, I don't. I remember a lot of random prospects. I do not remember Chris Bergman. I remember Chris Roberts. Chris Roberts was a pitcher because he had my last name.
Of course.
I remember a guy named Juan Castillo. He was a pitcher. I do not remember Chris Bergman, so my apologies. But maybe we'll do a whole Rico Bronya on it. You know?
Did you look him up?
I did, and I did not find him. I found another Chris Bergman.
So maybe
Christopher Bergman, who's a lot younger.
Could that have been a little slip-in, like where he gave us like a character from an HBO show or something?
Oh, probably. So it's not a real person?
Right.
Yeah.
Damn it! What do they do this for?
What?
Michael Tonkin got claimed.
By who?
The Twins.
Again?
What are we doing, man?
You're that upset about Michael
Tonkin? Because they called up Phil Bickford. Tonkin at least became reliable just when you trust the guy.
And he's not that reliable. Let's not act okay. Like Michael Tonkin is, you know.
But it was a senseless DFA for a bullpen that's still
in. It kind of was senseless DFA because you did it for a guy who really is bad in Phil Bickford.
And their arrogance was they were going to be able to have him clear waivers because he's been waived a million times. And now he didn't. Now he's a Twinkie.
And if I'm not mistaken, Michael Tonkin, when he was DFA'd by the Mets initially, was claimed by the Minnesota Twins. Then they DFA'd him, and he got claimed by the Mets. Then the Mets DFA'd him, and he got claimed by the Yankees. And now he's been DFA'd by the Yankees. Right, and claimed by the Twins.
I'm going to tell you right now. They face the Twins in the playoffs. He's getting a 1-2-3 inning.
Stop it. Let's not. Now you're acting crazy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you know when he'll get that 1-2-3 inning? When it's 9-1 Yankees in the seventh inning.
They're going to, sneaky suspicion, they're going to miss Michael Tonkin.
Okay. I mean, you're rational today. I love it, though, but you're rational today.
Am I allowed to be rational?
No, you could be whatever you want. I mean, but crying about Michael Tonkin is kind of funny.
No, because it made no sense. The guy at least was, even if you don't trust him, was steady enough since he got here. Yeah. And they called up Phil Bickford, who frankly looks like he probably, if he wasn't playing baseball, might end up on Dateline. Okay.
Yeah. Now we're Tonkin.
That's why you're upset. That's why he's upset.
Why?
So for those that don't know, Sean Morash also side jobs as the assistant for Emmanuel Barbari, who's done an amazing job with the Yankee broadcast when he does games. And one of the things Emmanuel has done is he's kind of given these cute little nickname slogans for relievers. And one of Sean's best work was that he may have texted Emmanuel some tips on Michael Tonkin. And as you just heard, play one more time there, Rosie.
Now we're Tonkin.
Emmanuel may have said that after Tonkin got a big out, and I think you're sad about it.
I got to come clean. Tonkin one wasn't me. That was all Emmanuel. I've had other ones. I can't take that away from Emmanuel. But that being said,
can you think of one for Phil Bickford real quick?
He's built Bickford tough.
I like that one.
Thank you.
That's
I was thinking
bad.
Maybe like with the razor, a big razor could have worked too, like razor thin.
Eh.
All right, back to your calls at 888-808-1019.
Yeah, well, was it good? It was a nice try, though. Woody is calling from Plattsburgh. How you doing, Woody?
Good afternoon. That's a tough call to follow. That guy checked a lot of boxes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see what I can come up with. I find that the longer I listen to the show, when you talk about, like, your little idiosyncrasies, like, when I started listening way back in the day, I was like, oh, God, that's crazy. But now I find myself agreeing with some of the stuff you do.
Thank you.
Like the donut in the fridge and the ice-cold cake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm totally down with that. Dipping anything.
Oh, no.
Did we lose Woody?
We
He's
lost
complimenting
Woody.
Me. And I don't mean complimenting me like I like the show. No, screw that. He's complimenting my weirdness. And I appreciate that. And now he's gone. Did you drop him, Loogie?
I did. No, I was going to ask him a question where he landed on not putting deodorant on. So we'll get Woody back up.
Can I give a theory on a Woody here?
Give a theory on Woody. Go ahead.
I have been holding this in the chamber all summer. I think Woody and Plattsburgh and Ozzie and Woodridge are the same guy, just alternating. They sound the same. And I think they're just alternating names and where they're from in order to get on the show multiple times.
They're completely different, though.
Well, they sound exactly the same tenor, the same delivery.
Do you listen to our callers? Like, Woody is a diehard Yankee fan.
Yeah, so what?
Ozzie takes weird shots at the Yankees. Like,
so
they're
what?
Very, very different.
Jimmy Fallon was in Fever Pitch. He's
Woody
a Yankee fan.
Was a... Here's how I also know the difference. Woody, big fan of Carton and Roberts. Ozzie, not so much.
Yeah, but that this would be the first time we had some kind of actor.
Oh, that's like kind of trying to play two roles?
Yeah. I believe they're the same person.
All right, we'll do a test at some point.
Okay.
Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. Hey, Mario.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. What's on your mind today? It's a beautiful
Great show,
Tuesday.
Great show. By the way, Evan, I agree with you entirely. The Yankees have a very high bar. Got to win the World Series.
That's
so
right.
I believe that, and then I'm a Yankee fan.
If they have such a high bar, how do the stools reach it?
No. Really, really. They got to win. For example, let me ask you one. Let me ask you one opinion, Evan.
Yes.
You there still?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Would you be okay, like, with the Jets,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I'm good if they make it to the playoffs, and I'm a big Jet fan.
Yeah.
I'm good if they make it to the playoffs and win one game. It's not reasonable to think Super Bowl. Let's look at who's favored. Kansas City. They're 15% chance to win.
All right, can
to
I want to answer your question because I want to explain my thinking. Because my thinking contradicts a lot of people. It's why Knicks fans were angry at me after they got eliminated. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't just say thank you for a great season. I would be angry. And most people took that as I'm a hater. And that's the only reason I said it. I want to go back to answer your Jet question to the 2009 New York Jets. Let's go back to that year. The New York Jets had just said goodbye to Brett Favre. They had just drafted a young quarterback by the name of Mark Sanchez. They had just hired a brand new head coach by the name of Rex Ryan. The New York Jets were clearly, maybe, the most fortunate team in the history of football to make the postseason that year. Right. If you recall, the Colts were undefeated,
yeah,
and they're like, ah, screw trying, and they pulled Peyton Manning in the middle of a game. Curtis Painter came in. Jets came back and won. They made the playoffs. Very fortunate.
Yep.
Even the last game of the year against the Bengals, Bengals were already in the playoffs. They didn't want to get off the bus. Had no interest in playing in a very cold Giants stadium. So I know that the Jets were lucky to make the playoffs. I also know that the Jets, even at that time, had not had that much success. Like, right, think about it. How many times I had ever seen them in a championship game? Prior to that, the answer was one. They beat the Bengals in the first round. They beat the Chargers in the second round. And now they're facing Peyton Manning. And when they lost that game, a game that was so winnable,
mm-hmm,
I didn't look at it as, oh, gee golly, we got to the title game. Yay! I looked at it as, what a failed opportunity.
Oh, you're a hypocrite.
And while they got there the following year, and I was thrilled about that, that was another failed opportunity. And so with this Jet team, what I would tell you today is, oh, just get me to the playoffs. Just get me there. Haven't experienced it in so long. And that's true. But once I'm there with a 40-year-old quarterback, they have to win. Okay. If they don't win, there's that attitude of, are they ever going to get back? If they don't win with this roster and this quarterback, then in my mind, it's going to be like, is it ever going to happen? So, yeah, today on August 27th, Sean, I think my answer would be just make the playoffs. Gee golly, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But once we get to January, F it. It's all different.
So why didn't you have that mentality last year? Oh, this isn't a Super Bowl or bust team. It was.
Well, no, because you just didn't listen to anything I said.
I know. You're saying that you felt that way in August, but you'll change
it. Yeah, you were too busy wanting to make you dig it last year.
No, I heard you.
To hear me out.
No, I am hearing you out. Because I also.
So then tell me where I'm wrong.
Because I just made the same claim that I'm sure I'll feel that way in October, but a month later, the realization will hit me. You still feel like that was a missed opportunity? You made two at AFC Championship.
It was a missed opportunity. It was a missed opportunity, and it turned out to be
Mark Sanchez, was it really, though?
Yes, I think it was. I really do. And I'll tell you something else that I'll never be able to prove, but I thought it at the time. When the Pittsburgh Steelers had a 3rd-and-6 on that final possession after the Jets had come all the way back in that game after no showing the first half, I said this to the guy sitting next to me. I said this to the Steeler fan behind me who hugged me during the national anthem and said, I'll hate you in 5 minutes, but right now we're all Americans.
Did he know you weren't wearing deodorant?
Had no idea. Didn't matter. I said, if we get off the field right now, we're going to the mother bleeping Super Bowl. And we never found out. Because to Bruce Arians' credit, to Ben Roethlisberger's credit, he made a play on third down.
Right.
And we'll never know the answer. So when you diminish Mark Sanchez, you do it in a very ignorant way, as if you don't remember the way he played against Tom Brady and the Patriots a week earlier. As if you don't remember the way he played in the second half of that game against the Steelers.
Well,
as if you don't remember all the momentum that was on the Jets' side. But my point to you is, when you get there and you get that close, you got to win, because if you don't, you may never be back, and the proof is in the pudding.
But it doesn't make the season a failure.
It feels like it now.
Okay.
Feels like it now.
I disagree.
Okay. Respectfully or angrily?
Both.
Both. Wow. Jeez. Let's go to Andrew in Queens. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, fellas? Always enjoying the show. I got a point and then a question. So my point is, when it comes to the Yankees and the World Series, that whole debate, if it's a failure season, it's not a failure season if they get to the World Series and lose to a team like the Dodgers and Phillies. I'm a, you know, born in 90. I'm a spoiled Yankee fan, if you will. But it's not a failure in my mind because Brian Cashman didn't go all in at the deadline this year. If he went all in, got a couple good relievers, got another starter, something like that, and they lost in the World Series to either the Dodgers or Phillies, which, again, there are no great teams in baseball this year. I'm sorry, there aren't.
No, I agree.
Then it's a failure at that point. But because Brian didn't do that go-for-it move, it's a failure, or it's not a
you
failure
don't
in
think,
my mind.
Andrew, you don't think trading for Juan Soto qualified as a move you just described as all-in?
It should have been. Yes, absolutely it should have been. But Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, as we've seen over the past 4 months, is not enough to win a World Series.
I don't agree with that. I mean, it's not enough to win a World Series. Sure it is. You just said it. There's no great team in Major League Baseball. Are the Yankees good enough to win a World Series? They are. Of course they are. Doesn't mean they're going to, but talent-wise, they're right there with everybody else.
Not to flip the script and defend Cashman, because I'm very anti it. They also kind of got the best player at the deadline that anybody did, Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Right. They did make it. I guess, you know what the problem is? It's the phrasing. There's this phrasing of all in.
Yeah.
All in, what does that even mean? It means you're trading all of your top prospects for guys that are free agents at the end of the year? Like, making every possible improvement that you could make? If that's the definition of all in, then yeah, they didn't do that. They didn't trade their top prospects. They didn't trade for every single upgrade. But you're right in that they went out and made a significant move before the trade deadline in acquiring Jazz Chisholm. But the good news about acquiring Jazz Chisholm is, A, they didn't give up their tippy top prospects, and B, he's here next year.
Yep.
Guy, Chisholm!
That's not a guy who's just disappearing after a year.
No.
You all right?
I'm okay.
Well,
no, he's back.
You find something funny?
No, I don't find anything funny at all.
I mean, you stopped. We're in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah, no, I did you hear anything in your headphones?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't hear anything?
No, nothing.
Do you want to hear it again?
No.
It was a big move when they acquired Jazz Chisholm.
Chisholm!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm good. 888-808-1019.
You want to guess who that is or no?
I think it was Brandon Tierney.
You think that was Brandon Tierney?
He did the games with the Guardians. Right?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Do you think that little mini clip of someone saying Chisholm was Brandon Tierney?
Was it Ricky?
Can you play that one more time?
Chisholm!
Oh, it's probably Susan.
You think that's Susan?
Yeah, I guess it's Susan.
You want to keep guessing?
Ricky?
It's not Ricky.
Do you want to give a multiple choice, maybe? Like a four multiple choice?
Yeah, I'm going to give you multiple choices. All right, you ready?
All right.
I'm
going to
give you four choices.
What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. We're playing the guess who said that game, I guess.
All right.
Was that Susan Waldman?
I'm going to say yes.
Was that Kamala Harris? Was that Melania Trump? Or was that Hillary Clinton? Go ahead.
There's only two of those people that I know I've heard their voice.
And who is that?
Susan Waldman and Hillary Clinton.
You've never heard the voice of the current nominee from the Democratic? You know what? That's a fair point.
I have to be honest. I don't think I have.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, you didn't watch the convention last week?
No, I was in Lake George.
That doesn't mean there aren't TVs.
Well, not at the convention.
That was Sean's way of saying, do an interview, Kamala. Do an interview. But Kamala hasn't done one yet. So you're saying it's not Kamala Harris?
No, and I don't think she'd be talking about Jazz Chisholm.
Okay, it's not. Okay, I can confirm you are correct. That is not her. Is it Melania Trump?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say it's not Melania Trump?
Dude, I'll be honest with
you. Hold on.
All right.
It is not Melania Trump.
Yeah, right? Okay.
So we're down to Susan Waldman.
Hillary.
And Hillary Clinton. Let's hear it one more time.
Chisholm!
This segment has gotten so warped that now I'm starting to think it could be Hillary Clinton.
Yes, the answer is... Who is Hillary Clinton?
Wow.
Yeah. We're very creative around here.
Very.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.